This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Seaton, would you update the poll results? Then we'll bring in Ramona Shelburne from the mothership.
Dan, we got two up there right now. We've got how much trouble are the Lakers in? Tons or don't be ridiculous. Right now, 77% of the audience say tons of trouble.
All right.
And then we also have, would you rather your team be overcovered or undercovered? And right now, 67% prefer undercovered.
Okay.
Ironically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're hearing from the Denver Nuggets that nobody in the national media cares about them. Yes, Paulie.
Maybe we should change a poll question. How little trouble are the Nuggets in? Just a little bit.
How little trouble are the Nuggets in?
Right.
The rolling or? Be careful.
Flow as well, but yeah. I want to show some love. Go Nuggets.
Lakers got to win 4 out of the next 5. Let's bring in.
Nuggets have to win 2.
I'm sorry. They have to win 2 the next 5. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN NBA insider, senior writer, NBA Today panelist. How much trouble are the Lakers in, Ramona?
I think they're okay for now. I thought they could have won game one, probably should not have. They should have won game two and did not, right? So how do you, it's one thing if you're getting blown out of these games, if you're not competitive, if you don't match up well with this team. I think Denver looks like a better team in these two games, but the Lakers are right there with them. And how much of the way Denver looks is because, you're playing at altitude, the Lakers kind of hit a wall. I think they're playing LeBron and AD and some of their main guys really heavy minutes early on. And I thought in the fourth quarter last night, it just looked like the Lakers hit a wall. They looked tired. It was a lot to ask LeBron to be guarding Nikola Jokic and trying to be LeBron on offense. But they go back home. They haven't lost at home since late March. they haven't lost a game there in a long time. You got to feel good about that. They've gotten pretty much nothing out of D'Angelo Russell in this series. He'll probably play better at home. They haven't got much from Dennis Schroeder. He'll probably play better at home. But I don't think they're in that much trouble yet.
Yeah, I was watching last night, and LeBron's settling for those three-point shots. And this happens a lot with older players, that they will settle because it takes a lot to get to the hoop. And LeBron, when he gets to the hoop, is one of the best close that we've ever seen. But he keeps shooting the threes, and the Nuggets want him to keep shooting the threes. For somebody with a really high basketball IQ, at what point does LeBron say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be taking these threes? He's the greatest scorer of all time. He's nowhere near one of the greatest shooters of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good way to put it. You've seen the graphic, right, or the stats of, he's what he is by quarter, for three-pointers in the playoffs, and it's pretty staggering. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they had 1 of 20 in the whole playoffs. And every time I see him shoot it, I'm like yelling at the TV, oh, not again. What do you do? You know, I mean, they're daring him to shoot those shots. Mm-hmm. That's what they're giving him. And I think he makes the change. I mean, he will try to shoot himself through some of these things. He's not afraid of taking those shots, but I think he is smart enough to say, okay, they're daring me to take them. We have to do something else here. Anthony Davis was the same thing. I thought he hasn't been a good 3-point shooter the last few years. He really and he made one of them yesterday, and it was like, oh, is this going to come back? Because if you remember in 2020, one of the biggest shots of Anthony Davis's career was when he hit the three against the Nuggets and then yelled out Kobe. You remember that? And that was this very defining moment for him. And I felt like when he hit the first one, I was like, oh, we're back in 2020 where he's making threes again. if he hits those shots, it really gives a different dimension to the Laker offense. But he really hasn't hit three-pointers in a couple of years. So, at some point, you kind of have to get realistic with what you're really going to do offensively. And I think the adjustment for the Lakers is to find some way to get production out of some of their other good offensive players who have done things in the playoffs, who should be able to do things in this series. They can't just ask as much of LeBron and AD on both ends of the court.
And also, there's so much focus on stopping or at least containing Joker that Jamal Murray is averaging 7 more points per game in the playoffs. How much of a responsibility is that going to be? Because he looked like, the second coming of Klay Thompson last night in the fourth quarter.
He might be. That's the thing. Jamal might be the second coming of Klay. Wasn't that an amazing stat somebody came up with last night? He's got 4 20-point quarters, 20-point fourth quarters, and the only other that's the most in the last, 25 years. The others are Iverson and Jordan.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jamal is that heat check kind of guy. He was that guy in the bubble. We don't think of him that way because he hasn't been an all-star. He played, and maybe that's where Michael Malone is right about them not getting the national attention or whatever it is. I heard some of that and laughed. I just thought that was coach talk, trying to fire his team up and making sure they knew that no one's respecting them and they have to earn respect. My second thought on that was, be careful what you wish for. You want all the attention? Okay.
I was saying that to Nuggets fans this morning. It's okay. The last 3 years, we've waited for you to take the next step. San Antonio Spurs never asked for any publicity. Their head coach didn't.
Ever.
Their star player didn't. All they said is, if we win a championship, you have to cover us. You have to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say to
that's
Denver.
Right.
Just win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I feel like I have done so many segments on NBA Today where we will react to a Denver Nuggets game or highlight. And I'm pretty sure my analysis, Richard Jefferson's, not all of us, we all go, hey, that Nikola Jokic, man, is he good.
All right, next topic.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think we've been saying that for 4 years.
I also wanted to bring this up, that on Monday, Ramona reported that James Harden's potential free agency might hinge on whether or not the Sixers brought Doc Rivers back for another season. Well, we saw how that played out. Are the Sixers guaranteed that James Harden is coming back after firing Doc Rivers?
I don't think they're guaranteed of that. And it's an interesting dilemma for them because on the one hand, they cannot afford to lose James Harden because if he leaves, they don't have very much to replace him. They don't have any of those mechanisms in the salary under the salary cap to replace him. You just walk out the door. And I think the Houston situation is a real threat. And I think other teams, maybe Phoenix, who would be looking for an offensive player like that. Those are real threats to watch with Harden. He can probably make the most money in Philadelphia for the longest term. But Houston is, they do have a significant amount of cap space, and they really could re-sign him, which is a fun full circle after the way he left, right? I think you know, the way I phrased it on the show, and I think this is the right way to put it, is it would be hard to see James coming back if Doc was still the coach. Does that mean he went in there and said, I'm leaving if Doc is here? No, it means that everybody knew they didn't have a great relationship, right? That there had been some, you know, Doc had kind of got into James a few times, you know, trying to, with this culture of accountability he tries to have in his locker room. And didn't always go over well, right? And I think the offensive system, I think James never felt quite comfortable playing a different role. His role is really supposed to be in service to Embiid. And he talked very openly, very often about having to sacrifice for Joel. So I think it's all of the above. Like, I think James is smart enough to realize, you know, he didn't have to say it like that and for people to understand what his feelings were. But they still have some work to do to re-sign him. And now the question is, are they a better team with James Harden long-term? Do they want to commit to this Embiid-Harden marriage for the next 4 years? Because that's what it would be.
Yeah.
And, you know, or can you risk letting him walk out the door? Are there things you could do with sign-in trades? It's, you know, I think Daryl Morey phrased it well. He said, you know, option one is to re-sign James. Option two is to get really creative. You know, I don't know which option is better.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for getting up. And we appreciate your time, as always. Is this more likely to be a 5-game series with the Lakers or a 7-game series?
I think 7. I mean, the Lakers have not lost at home since late March. And we always do this in the playoffs where we go from one game to the next. And I mean, from what you've seen, what do you think? I think it looks like the Lakers were in both games. They shouldn't have won game one. They were lucky to be there. Game two, they should have won, and they kind of blew it at the end. And Jamal Murray got hot. Like, that's a pretty good – should have got one of those games in Denver, but at some point you have to hold serve at home. And they've been really good at home for 2 months.
Thank you, Ramona.
You got it, Dan.
That's Ramona Shelburne, ESPN NBA insider, senior writer, works for NBA Today. Hey, you got to win 4 of the next 5. Like when you start to think, okay, we're going back home. We lost first 2. We could have won one of those 2. And, we got to win 4 of the next 5. Yeah, Paul.
I've noticed 3 times in the past month, some team that's down 1-0 in a playoff series has said, well, it's not the NCAA tournament. We'd be out if it's the NCAA tournament. That's becoming the new line. People question, are you guys in trouble after 1 or 2 games? I don't think fans are confused that that's one and done in the NBA Finals. It's kind of a throwaway line I've seen used a lot lately.
Sean in Compton. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. First time, long time. 6'1", 185. Solid cruiserweight. Just called to talk to, I have a bone to pick with Fritzy. Todd. Look, you're a funny guy. You're a really funny guy, but you don't sell it. You need more confidence. I mean, they all can't be winners. You have to swing for the fences. Sometimes you strike out, but sometimes you hit the home run. You need to sell your jokes. You're a funny guy. And, you know, Dan and the guys bust your chops, but it's in love because they want you to do better. So I just want you to have a great Friday and get some more confidence behind your jokes because you have great material, but I think you don't sell it. You need to sell it for
you. Right. It's very nice. I appreciate
that. So Sean has never called before, but he calls for that reason.
That was very kind.
Yeah.
I appreciate the words.
All right. Because Ryan in Honolulu sells his jokes. He does a good job selling it.
He does.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Ryan Honolulu sent me a note on social media today. He goes, hey, man, sorry, I'm out today. As if I was building my rundown for the show and like, oh, crap, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, well, and there goes a 5-minute segment that we're not going
to
have.
Got to get to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
See. Hole at 10:42 now.
Oh, what are we going
to
do?
Going to have to show up early today.
You know what? We're going to fill it. We're going to fill it with Guy Fieri, my co-host, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He will join us next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You know, yesterday afternoon, I took a trip to Flavortown. By the way, it's different zip codes, but it was Flavortown locally here in Connecticut. And I thought I killed it. You know, I did. I was co-host with Guy Fieri, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And he is probably calling to offer me up the permanent gig as the co-host for Diners, Drive-Ins, Dives, and Dan. So, Guy, thanks for joining us, and thanks again for yesterday. I can help you if you need some help.
Well, you stole the show. You know you did. You stole the show. You stole the lamb shank, and you stole the car.
Yes.
So I'm calling about the keys.
Where are you now?
I'm in Greenwich at a great pizza joint. I can't tell you the name of it because they're already busy as can be.
Okay.
But we're shooting Triple D here again, and everybody is asking where you are. And I said, probably late again.
Yeah, but I did show up. I thought that it was a nice cameo. I was a little nervous, though, because you were speaking a different language. If it was sports, then I'm okay. But you're talking about, you know, herbs and spices from Greece, and you're talking about whole carrots and baklava. And I mean, I'm going, just get the food out of the damn oven so I can eat it.
You can tell everybody that you sounded nervous in that, but you were actually, Dan, it was really a blast. I mean, you're such a pro at what you do. You folded into it incredibly well. Matter of fact, my team, when you left, we all looked at it and said, that was just too short. We needed to do a whole series of it. So need you again. And it really was. It was a blast. And, you know, I'm a fan of you and fan of the show, but dude, you were hysterical. I mean, and guys, he caught on so quick and we move fast. I mean, we shoot really quick and you were, you're in the pocket, buddy.
At one point, the guy's just talking to the chef. I don't know we're on camera. I don't know they're recording, even though I should have seen the red light. Hello. And all of a sudden, I realized that they're actually recording this. So I didn't say anything stupid. At least I tried not to. But give people an idea of how long it takes to shoot an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Well, fortunately, like you, I have a great team. So my team does the advance on the restaurant a day ahead of time. So they get a chance to shoot all the B-roll and kind of get the chefs and the team warmed up on what's going to happen. Then I come in And we do everything from making the dishes to tasting them to meeting the, you know, meeting the guests and getting their profile and then doing the stand up, which, by the way, that's the intro of the show. The stand up with Dan is hysterical. We were all laughing about it this morning. But it takes about 2.5 to 3 hours per location. So I'll shoot 3 locations in a day. So we did 3 yesterday, 3 today, and then we bounce out. And then Monday we'll be in Nebraska doing a whole nother run.
How difficult is it to eat on camera?
Well, it just depends on what level of starving you're at. You know, so if you're coming in, now that was my third location. So I had already eaten at 2 locations prior, which, by the way, this Connecticut Greenwich area has got a fantastic bandwidth of restaurants. I mean, the gym membership should be blowing up by now. But it's the key is not taking too big of a bite so you can actually articulate a conversation. And it took a while to learn that because I can fill my mouth up pretty good with a slice of pie.
Okay. What happens when, and you're a nice guy, but when you do bite into something and you're on camera and then it might not be as good as advertised or your favorite. So how do you do that in a respectful way?
Well, fortunately that, you know, it just like with what your team does with you is gives you some insight to what's getting ready to happen. Or I think that's what goes on, you know, over at your chaos. My guys, we're aware of what's going on. I see the recipes before I go there. I pick the recipe. I pick the menu items that I want to try. I've got a pretty good idea of what's getting ready to happen. Now, is there a difference between good, great, and blow your mind? Yes. Good gets. I like it. It's good. You know, I like this part of that part. Great usually gets a little bit more of a delay, and blow my mind is, you know, I'm scarfing the whole thing down until my co-host steals the lampshank.
Yes, I did.
Dan, I'm going to tell you, what we ate yesterday on that lampshank was probably one of the best lampshanks we've had on the show. And I've done 1,500 locations. So that was pretty out of bounds. And so it's kind of that thing. We don't get ourselves in that situation anymore where I'll get to a location and it'll be a big whammy that like they completely screwed this up or sold us a bag of beans. That doesn't happen anymore.
Do you have food rules like do's and don'ts, like ketchup on hot dogs or ketchup on eggs, or like, is there anything where you go, that's a no-go non-starter?
No, I don't, like, people get hung up on pineapple on pizza. I don't care. I mean, do what you want to do. I'm not a big fan of faking it. You know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, some of those maneuvers. I think that even truffle oil, for instance, I think that, you know, it's not something I use. But if somebody wants to use it and they don't use it as perfume, I'm okay. You know, don't overdo it. But otherwise, you know, each to their own. Enjoy it. What I'm really into is authenticity. You know, we just shot a place this morning here in Greenwich that makes their own pasta. And this guy's from Italy. He and his wife are from Italy. And they make outrageous pasta. And then you can also eat some of the dishes there at their you know, pasta shop. And just going there, they put 5 ingredients in one dish. And it just tastes like an orchestra of flavor. So when people are doing it simple and doing it right, like this pizza joint I'm at today, I wish I'll send you a text and tell you where it's at. Because these dudes are doing it right. You know, less is more. And technique, quality ingredients, and passion for what they're doing makes all the difference in the world.
Well, it was great seeing you yesterday. Got to see the Camaro. And when are we going back to work together? Because I'll get rid of this gig in a second, because you make real money on that show. You got your own tequila, and you got things going on here.
Yeah, well, I think that you've been a great example for all of us to follow. Do what you love to do. Surround yourself with great people and entertain folks. And you've been doing such a great job of it. So I'm not, and I told you this when we met a long time ago. Anytime you want to do this. Now, if that means I have to come back to Connecticut more often, I think you owe me a trip to Northern California. So round up your circus, get all your crew together, which, by the way, guys, I sent you a bunch of Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives t-shirts. So if those didn't make them, I know that Dan's, you know.
No, I have them. I got the, you signed a poster to me where you signed it to Dan. I don't know what to say. Thanks, I guess. Like, that didn't really resonate with we're friends. Like, he's inviting me to his ranch. He goes, oh, you got to come out. I got a guest house here. Oh, let me sign a poster. And I go, okay. And then he goes, to Dan, I don't know what to say. Thanks, I guess.
No, listen, he is hanging me out to dry so bad on this right now because I asked him, I said, he's in my ear, guys, because you know how he has his one-liners and all this stuff. And he's in my ear, writes something like, Dan, you did terrible. I go, no, I can't write that. You know, Dan, you're the best. You should take over my show. I'm terrible. I mean, he's running one-liners at me the whole time. So thank you, I guess, was my trying to be funny. But no, you did a great job, and we appreciate you making it anytime.
When does that episode, is that in the fall that's coming out?
It can happen. It can air anywhere from 2 months to 6 months. But I'll let you know when it's getting ready to happen, and you can send it out there, and I'll send you a clip of it also, so you can have it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. You left and you said, hey, I hope I did okay. And I looked at my team and I said, that guy crushed it, right? Mm-hmm. Was it just me being fanboy that Dan was here? Like, no, it was hysterical. We're sorry, it was just such a short piece.
Did you do New Haven Pizza? Have you done Sally's and Pepe's?
No, we were going to go up to New Haven, but Yale's graduating. So this was a tough time of year for us to make it up there.
Oh, and I was just, man. What? That's where I do my encore, in New Haven. Yeah. God, that'd be great.
Yeah, make a note of that. When we come back in 10 years, New Haven.
10 years.
We're jotting it down right now. The whole crew's here.
Yeah.
They're all standing by waiting for this. We're in the middle of shooting.
Oh, okay. Sorry, guys.
Buddies from yesterday.
By the way, I yelled at one of your cameramen because he yelled at me while we were shooting yesterday. I said, stop yelling at me.
Yeah, well, that's, we just try to make you feel like you're at home.
I am the deputy mayor of Flavortown. Just want to let you know, okay?
We should knight you in some.
Thank you.
That you are now deputy mayor. You have license.
Thanks. Safe travels. And again, thank you.
Thanks again, DB.
That's care. Guy Fieri. Diners, Drive-Ins, Dives, and Dan. Think we should...
Quadruple D.
Yeah. I accused him of stealing my show, Triple D. I did. On camera. I don't know if it's going to make it. Like, you have all these wild lines. You're just throwing stuff out there. And he's great at playing tennis. He just bats it back and, So Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Somewhere in Greenwich today having pizza. Yeah, see.
I hope your sense of humor translates.
Well,
It sounds like it did.
Yeah.
Or was that just Hollywood talk?
I don't know. It might have been. Like, you crushed it. Like, I don't want somebody to say you crushed it. Like, yeah, we had a lot of fun. It's like when you know that you're eating a meal and you are asked, how is it? And you go, great. But it's not great. I thought that I just kind of held serve with Guy. That's all I was trying to do. Let's see. A couple of phone calls here. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, I'm going through a little PTSD. A lot of it, actually. There's no reason you would remember this, but 3 years ago, in one of my first phone calls, I called up. I thought I was being brilliant. You shot me down. I actually felt like that cameraman you yelled at yesterday.
Okay. All right.
So I wanted to only Seton agreed with me. So you guys just brought up the issue again. I wanted to reintroduce my topic and see if anyone else has jumped on board. I think the Super Bowl location should be tied into to who wins the Super Bowl. I think you say the Kansas City, you won. 3 years from now, you get to host the Super Bowl. I think it should be as easy as that.
What if the Packers win it?
Yeah, I think a Super Bowl in Lambeau would be great. That's what you said 3 years ago.
But you have to have the infrastructure, though, Doug.
What was that?
They wouldn't have the infrastructure there at Lambeau.
Well, they may not have the hotels or something like that, but they could easily host that in Milwaukee. They used to play in Milwaukee. I mean,
No, if you're going to do it, you got to do it at Lambeau.
Anyways.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. I don't like the idea. No. I think if the NFL wants to make headlines, and they always want to make headlines, London. London for a Super Bowl. I mean, just one time. Do it 2026. You had it in New York? No? Had it in Minneapolis? We'll discuss this coming up. Because I do think it's one of, San Francisco might be getting Super Bowl 60. No reaction. None. But if you say, hey, London 2026, you'll get reaction, you'll get coverage, and the NFL loves that. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We haven't had a hot guy draft in a while, but when we do, it gets a lot of reaction. And we had a hot guy draft. Was that a couple of years ago we did, Paulie?
That may have been like five, six years ago, okay. A four-round hot guy draft.
And Josh Duhamel, who normally listens to the show, he called in. He talked to Paulie, and Paulie, he wanted to know where he got drafted with the hot guy draft. And Paulie had to say to Josh Duhamel, you didn't get drafted. Four rounds. And the reaction stunned him. But you know what? He used to be a heartthrob, and it kind of let itself go a little bit there. And Josh Duhamel joins us on the program, the actor, director, and diehard Vikings fan, and, of course, former quarterback at Minot State. Wow. What happened to you?
I spiraled, Dan.
You did? Are you on a bender?
I spiraled after that day, and things just went all to hell.
Man, you were disappointed, though, when Paulie goes, God, I think I broke his heart when you found out four rounds of the hot guy draft and Josh Duhamel did not get selected.
Yeah, man, it's all fleeting.
Yeah.
I came to terms with that a long time ago, actually.
All right. Well, good. Well, yeah, you're a Vikings fan.
It started 5 or 6 years ago.
You're a Vikings fan. Yeah. I mean, you're used to disappointment.
Next year. That's our year.
Okay. Buddy Game's Spring Awakening being released select theaters today and June 2nd, Paramount Global Content Distribution Group. Okay. So all the questions that were left unanswered for the first Buddy Games, they're all answered in the second one. We just checked our IMDBs. We did, We didn't get credit for being in this movie, even though we do have a cameo.
Is that why I was? That's what you guys were doing. I thought you were, you know, taking care of your morning business or something.
No. What's the story?
You were checking the IMDb and it wasn't on there.
No. And I would have thought I would have been on there.
Well, you will be. The movie releases today. I think that stuff doesn't get credited until after the movie is released, does
it? No, because they'll be like working on a movie and who's in the movie, and then it'll say who's in the movie.
I'll take care of that, Dan, I promise you, because you guys were fantastic. I don't know if you saw it yet. Have you seen it?
How would we see it? It's just coming out today.
It should have been sent a link, no?
No.
Yes, well, you'll be very happy. You guys did a great job.
Okay.
Kicking off this movie.
And this is your directorial debut?
No, I directed the first one too. This is the second Buddy Games movie.
Okay. So this is the second directorial debut for John.
Yes. Cameron. Yes. I also directed a Mighty Ducks episode, but nobody cares.
Francis Ford Dumel joining us on the Dan Patrick Show. Okay, explain to us what Buddy Games Spring Awakening is all about and who is in this movie, who's going to get credit on IMDb.
Okay, so we have, well, first of all, you are going to get credit. Mm-hmm. I will make sure of that. I'll call whoever I know over there, which mm-hmm. I'd have to do a little research. the movie is about, you know, the first one was about you know, pulling one of our buddies out from a dark place and sort of leaving no man behind. And this one, Dax Shepard's character from the first one tragically passes at the beginning of the movie. And that's partly why you guys were in the movie, to sort of report to the world that up-and-coming actor John Durfee Jr. has passed. So we, in an effort to memorialize him, and against, I guess, the family's wishes, steal the urn from the funeral and flee and end up trying to figure out what we're going to do with these ashes. And we decided that we're going to go where he was happiest, where he first fell in love. And that was spring break 1997. And we end up, you know, not realizing until we get there that it is actually happening then. We thought we were just going to go to a beach, nice, peaceful beach, and say goodbye to our old friend. And then from there, all hell breaks loose and we go completely off the rails.
Now, you got Kevin Dillon from Entourage. Nick Schwartzen from Grandma's Boy.
That's right.
Some of the stars in there.
Yeah, Dan Bacchanal is fantastic in the movie. James O'Day is great. It's a really fun movie, and we have some fun with some of the craziness that's going on socially in the world right now. And, you know, we have fun with it. We're not too mean-spirited about it, but we do definitely take some shots.
How often do you show up and go, let's make up a scene? Let's just do something, improvise.
Pretty much every day on these movies. Whenever you have Nick Schwartzen on a set, you never know what's coming.
Yeah.
So usually about 50% of the time it's really good, and 50% of the time there's no way that's ever making the movie. But, you know, it's guys like that that make these hard-hitting comedies work. And that's really what I wanted to do, is make a movie that, you know, was unapologetic and really funny and makes people laugh. In fact, the first one that we did, we tested it, and it tested higher with women, Dan, than it did men, which goes to prove that they're just as naughty as we are.
But how different is this than you're on a set of Transformers?
Well, Transformers is a giant production. I mean, the amount of equipment and crew and sitting around is just unbelievable. We don't have the time or money to do that. We have to be really efficient, because we have to, you know, and a lot, oftentimes that forces you to be even more creative, because when you got all the money you need, it's easy to sort of waste. And we didn't have anything in it, time or money to waste on this one. And I had a blast making this.
Last time you were intimidated on a movie set?
Ooh, it's a good question. Anthony Hopkins, I guess. Anthony Hopkins was pretty intimidating, although he's a sweetheart of a guy. That guy is pretty, you know, I hold him in pretty high regard.
But guys get into character, and the character can be intimidating. Not the person, but all of a sudden you're like, damn, okay. Where'd that come from?
Well, in that same movie was Al Pacino. So I did a movie with Al Pacino and Anthony Hopkins. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? The movie turned out to be terrible.
Do you know that? When do you know a movie is going to be terrible?
When you see the first cut, usually.
Oh,
usually
not, not doing it. Not during that you go, no. Ooh, God.
Well, you have some, you know, when they want to shoot a lot of oneers, you know what a oneer is? When they kind of go through, Iñárritu does a lot of that, where they kind of, the camera never stops moving, and it's just one, it's one take, basically.
Like, Birdman.
Yes, that would be a oneer.
Okay.
And unless the director really knows what they're doing, that can be trouble because you have nothing to cut to. And in that movie, we did a lot of oneers, and I was like, this could be dangerous. And sure enough, the movie, I mean, it wasn't terrible. It just was, just kind of fell flat.
What was the name of it?
Misconduct.
Misconduct.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
not
they
like,
were great in it.
Not like M-I-S-S. Like it wasn't somebody who was misconduct. It was just, just misconduct.
Just misconduct.
Misconduct. will there be a Buddy Games 3?
Well, there is a Buddy Games TV show coming out on CBS later this fall, which is based on real. It's sort of a mix between Big Brother meets Amazing Race meets like Survivor.
Yeah.
Where these six groups of friends, like say Dan and the Danettes, would compete against me and my buddies, who would compete against a group of people from Philly, who would compete against people from Washington, and they all live in this cabin together, and they all compete in these ridiculous games, and I'm really, really excited for people to see that.
Good. Well,
it's all Buddy Games all day over here, Dan.
No, I'm very happy for you. You got your Minot State hat on. You, of course, were a legendary quarterback there for the Minot State Beavers, and you got your Vikings jersey that usually has tears on it come postseason time.
How are we looking this year?
You know how you're looking. Regular season, you're like, all right, 10 wins, 11 wins, and then postseason, ouch.
We're good enough to get a pick in around 23, 24 next year.
Yeah.
We're usually good, just not quite good enough. Yeah. Although I trust O'Connell. I trust this coaching staff. I think they're going to be good. But I say that every year, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and just hope for the best.
I've spoken to you after a devastating playoff loss at home. That was against Seattle?
Yeah, it was at Seattle in Minnesota.
Yeah.
When they didn't have the dome yet. It was outdoors. That was the coldest football game I've ever been a part of. It was, I had a parka, I had ski goggles, I had one of those hats with the fur things, and I had my beer in my parka pocket, and it still froze. And Walsh, I think, made three field goals that game, which were like 40 plus. And then he shanks like a 23 yarder to lose the game at the end. And the devastation of those fans leaving that old stadium was just heartbreaking.
Well, you know what? When you had me FaceTime, you called me and I could see him like, man, that's a grown man and he is devastated. You were devastated. Devastated.
They find a new way to break our hearts.
Yes, they do. Hey, good luck with the movie. And we look forward to seeing our portion of it, even though we don't get credit for it. I mean, I didn't even charge you anything for that. It didn't cost you anything for us to shoot that.
You're so rich, it doesn't matter.
You're absolutely right, but we still should have gotten compensated here for the Danettes. Like $10 or something for each guy.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing it, and you are actually very good in the movie. It's a fun opening.
Good to talk to you.
You too, buddy.
All right. That's
Josh
Duhamel. He's an actor and director, Vikings fan, former Minot State quarterback.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah. Bye. Bye, Josh.
Bye, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I looked all over. I cannot find hide nor hair. Our name, your name, any name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's okay. You know, what are you going to do?
Uncredited. That's okay. We just did it for the love.
Is Bill Murray credited in Tootsie?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Sometimes people just show up for a day.
Yeah.
And they go. I looked up this. You do uncredited so you don't get paid and you don't take away from the production. You do like a walk-on.
Mm.
And
but I like to get credit and I like to get paid.
We've been walked on to this.
Yes. Even though Sandler doesn't really pay that, but I love the experience of being around him. I do it for the craft.
I love the experience of being around him again someday.
Well, I already got you in a couple of movies with Sandler.
Yeah, no, you did. That's great.
Hey,
it's already way more than I could have ever.
Okay, here's the problem. Sandler was so great in Uncut Gems, and now he's going to work with the Safdie brothers again, which means I don't get in those movies.
We should be attached. I mean, the Safdies should know.
No.
You get Sandler, you're getting us.
No, I
be attached.
But you know what? When I'm trying to drop a hint.
Bill and Ted Safdie, let's get a hold of these guys.
I'm trying. But I talked to Sandler earlier this week. I said, hey, if you get courtside seats on Saturday to the Lakers, I'll join you. And he goes, wow, okay, let me check on it. And he goes, I can't get Saturday courtside seats. I can only get Monday. So don't get to go to game 3 of the Lakers. When we come back, we have some news-ish rumors here that have to do with the 76ers. And this is spicy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.